cruise lines are bringing more and more tourists to Alaska. Passenger numbers topped 1 million for the first time last summer. Cruise Lines International Association Alaska President John Binkley says they'll continue to go up.
17 was great, 18 is going to be great, but 2019 is what I'm excited about.
That's the year 1.3 million passengers are expected to arrive. The number is almost a fifth more than visited last summer.
Sometimes there's new ships that are coming into the market. Sometimes there's larger ships that are replacing smaller ships. And sometimes they're adding to the shoulder seasons to have more voyages.
Starting this summer, the larger ships will really be larger. The Norwegian Bliss will carry up to 4,000 passengers, plus crew, starting this June. The Ovation of the Seas will come in the following year, with as many as 5,000 passengers per sailing. That's double the capacity of some ships already traveling the region. Binkley, speaking to the recent Southeast Conference mid-session summit, says the growth requires more infrastructure.
It's not just one community having the facilities to be able to handle that ship. You have to have at least three ports to be able to have a ship like that be able to deploy to Alaska.
But so far, only Ketchikan, Juneau, and Skagway can handle such vessels. They're the biggest southeast ports, and they get the largest share of passenger fees. Binkley says those total about $45 million a year statewide. He says pooling that money would allow other cities to boost their industries too.
We could be building a brand new dock each and every year in new communities around southeast Alaska if we worked together and said, what's the best way to take these dollars that we have and utilize them to grow the industry and to have everybody in southeast share and benefit from the industry?
It's not a formal proposal, but the Cruise Association has already sued the capital city, challenging local control on how such funds are used. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt agrees more regional planning is needed, but he takes a different approach. He invited other community leaders to join the Southeast Cruise Port Association, which held its first meeting during the mid-session summit.
I'm not under any illusion that we're all going to cede local control of our communities to each other, but I think we can get together on some very broad ideas.
Those include improved communication and regional readiness for changes, such as quickly growing passenger numbers. The industry's share the wealth idea is of interest to Russell Dick, CEO of the Huna Totem Corporation, which owns the Icy Strait Point attraction. The renovated cannery and mile-long zipline completed its first dock 2 years ago, which brought more ships and visitors. Dick says it's looking toward construction of a second dock, which would support further growth.
It's all about tour capacity, right, and having the infrastructure in place to handle the increase in ships and ship passengers. And for us, that's quite a bit. That's a lot of people coming through.
The cruise business is a significant part of Alaska's visitor industry. A Cruise Association report says ships, passengers, and crew members spent about $1 billion during the last summer's season, and the passengers made up more than half of all visitors to the state. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.